I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Rafael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If I were to ask you which Bay Area team you'd buy stock in right now among the Warriors, Giants, and 49ers, who would you buy and who would you sell?
Everything.
It's not that bad.
It's not.
But it's not great. It's not great. Warriors training camp has started. No Jonathan Kuminga. Who's quarterbacking Thursday for the 49ers? Who knows? Who's going to bring the Giants into their new the new year?
You got a leader in the clubhouse? Anybody you...
Yes, it's going to be somebody that we've never heard of.
See, I'm hoping it's Bochy.
I'm hoping it's somebody we never heard of. I like the Schumacher guy.
You've been listening to Evan.
Yeah. Skip, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not hire a manager named Skip? See what I'm saying?
I'm going to give you one.
He's going to Texas.
Oh, no.
Already?
See, they're...
Rangers got a plan in place.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Number one candidate already off the board.
Bochy won. We're going to get stuck with Steven Vogt. He won one in 2023, dude. He Who? Still got all his wherewithal about him. Bochy. He's a horse.
Yeah. I don't know about...
hey,
I don't know about, yeah.
Before we get back to it, I found a new show on Netflix, Animal Kingdom. It's a crime drama about a family with Ellen Barkin.
Ellen Barkin, yeah.
What about? My God, it's good, Steiny.
I watched a great series yesterday. Finished up a great series.
You've been holding out. Who?
It's called The Girlfriend. I think it's on Netflix or Prime.
I need
six
to know.
Part series. Robin Wright.
The Girlfriend.
Yeah, it's good. It's about a mom that's jealous of a girlfriend. It's good.
Yeah, that don't do it for me off
that's
the
good.
Top.
It was good.
Seriously, give me a male actor in it, can you?
So she's I'll the only star okay. that I think I...
Ellen Barkin, Steiny. That's my girl.
Yeah, she's from York, Pennsylvania.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, she was in a movie called... she's been in a lot of movies.
She has.
What was the one with Pacino?
She was in Brooklyn's Finest, too.
She was in When the Night... Sea of Love, I believe it was called, with Al Pacino. Interesting movie. Let's go to Mac Jack in Oakland. Talk I'm about out. Some sports.
Mac Jack.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fella?
Hey.
Hey, man, I got a bone to pick about with all these teams in the Bay, man. I wouldn't buy stock in near one of them, to be honest with you, because, I mean, you know, let's start with Kuminga, man. He's not the savior of the franchise. He's a soccer player, man. This man, you know, he can go to the hole, and that's about it. He's one-dimensional. Mm. All you got to do is gap him. You know what I mean? And he's shut down.
Yeah.
He can't shoot. That shot is broke, man. You see how crazy that shot looked, man? Man, I've seen people in the WNBA that got a better shot than Kuminga. You know what I mean? And then the Giants, nobody bats 300. Their bullpen is weak, man. Is milk toast. Mm. You know they got like you don't know who's gonna save the game because they're gonna give it up at the end of the game if it's close. You know so and then the 49ers, man, it looked like Brock Purdy then lost his glass slipper.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? It looked like, you know, you put the Mac back up in there, and at least he looked good in the pocket. You know, you got Purdy running around and like a chicken with his head cut off, and he's inaccurate. You can't be a midget and inaccurate at the same time, man. Come on, man. I'm not buying stock in none of them. What y'all think?
You're my kind of guy,
yeah,
Mac Jack.
Yeah.
You tell it like it
nah,
is.
Nah, he's a little tough. You ask Minnesota. I'm not saying Kuminga's Curry with the shot. That's got to improve so with the handle. But you asked the T-Wolves in the playoffs about Kuminga, and that was a good showing for him. I'll leave that there.
The you know, as it relates to Brock Purdy. Can I?
I'm here.
I'll put a rat on the table sponsored by Atco Pest Control. And you guys need to get this through your skulls. He's not going to be... And he's not going to look as effective and as good as he looked 2 years ago when he had a healthy Christian McCaffrey, a healthy Deebo Samuel, a healthy Brandon Ayuk, a healthy George Kittle, a healthy Trent Williams. He's not playing with those guys anymore. He's playing with Christian McCaffrey, who isn't running as much as he normally did. So the run game can't take pressure off Purdy. Deebo Samuel did not have a great year last year, but I do think there's something to him representing kind of a wild card in that offense that you kind of had to account for in some way. Ayuk was good 2 years ago. Kittle's been great. I mean, this is...
But what about my quarterback elevating people?
This is why we need to get it through our thick skulls that football is a team game. And Purdy is not good enough, and I don't know if Lamar Jackson's good enough to elevate Tonjes and, you know, a backup wide receiver and the guys who aren't as skilled as the other guy. I mean, it's just like we've got to acknowledge that. When we say elevate what? Like he...
Well, his play to start with.
He doesn't have the players around him that he's had 2 years ago.
His decisions on Sunday were brutal. I don't care if I got Mickey Mouse around me. I got to know better than throw high throws and be off early. And I get it. It sounds like you're describing a bus driver. Like any quarterback.
I am.
But he's getting paid more than bus driver money. So I'm looking at it from this vantage point. Real quick, Stoney. You want him to evolve into, okay, why are the Niners going to win the game?
Because they're not going to win 13. Because of Brock Purdy.
Well, Stoney, I mean, what are we doing? His contract tells us, like those guys, some are going to be come and gone by the time he gets into his prime if he's not in it now. I'm just telling you, I'm not justifying or looking at Sunday's game, which was a bad game.
Did Trevor Lawrence elevate the Jacksonville Jaguars? On Sunday.
No, but he has a physical and he's skill set.
He's a $50 million quarterback. The league is rife with guys making as much as Purdy who can't carry a team. And there are a few quarterbacks that can carry a team.
So I'm just asking.
He can't carry a team. And you know what?
They paying him like he can.
He can't. Well, no. Did Tua get paid to carry the Dolphins?
And that might be a mistake.
Okay, if they paid, I'm going to be honest, if they paid Brock Purdy to carry a team, they made a mistake. They just made a mistake. He's not Josh Allen. He's a damn good quarterback, but he needs his pieces. Kyle needs all those pieces to make Purdy his best. And he's not the kind of quarterback who's going to be able to quarterback a subpar team and get him to 10 wins and... But that doesn't mean he's worthless. It just means he's a quarterback like so many other quarterbacks, making a lot of money, but not a superstar.
Okay. But 5 years, $265 million. Right.
Well, Daniel Jones, can we run down the list of all the quarterbacks that got paid? They all get paid. Kirk Cousins got paid. He only won one playoff game.
No, but it seems like you're going LeBron. You've rendered decision on Brock Purdy. If he doesn't have the stuff around him and everything is rosy, then the bet's off.
Yes.
He's got to know for me.
I'd say that for every single quarterback outside three. I mean, Tua is not going to win the Miami games. Why would Purdy? And I'm not saying Purdy's worse than Tua. I'm just saying... Nobody's going to get it done with guys going in and out of the lineup because of health issues, and they're sitting with none of their best players. It's a quarterback with whose weapons have gone away, and he's got to try to make something happen, and he'll do the best he can, and he kept them in that game, and they had a chance to win it at the very end, but they didn't get it done. But I just don't believe, I kind of reject the whole idea of carrying a team. A quarterback carrying a team. The quarterbacks that carry a team are the greatest quarterbacks in the game today and in the game in its history. And Purdy's not there yet. He's just not.
But he's getting paid again. And I know you're different with the money. Brock Purdy, that is. He's supposed to be here once Christian McCaffrey's gone and hangs him up, and he's going to be a part of your new offense, whatever that looks like, and he'll be throwing touchdowns to Ayuk and George Kittle and Ricky Pearsall when healthy. But I just can't look at what he's getting paid or what they decided to pay him and just say, oh, we judge him on what's around him or what's not. He is part of the solution. And I'm not doing this hypothesis on
can
just
Dak Prescott carry a team?
I think he can. Did you see Sunday?
Wow.
I'm just saying.
All right. What about Jordan Love? Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Goff.
They all make
more than Purdy.
Goff, yes. Tua,
Justin
no.
Herbert.
I'm not done with Herbert.
I'm just saying that.
I know he's been bad.
I don't see more than three or four carriers that are quarterbacks in the NFL. And
I'm telling you, how many people, the Niners better have their franchise quarterback.
Well, of course they do. They just signed him.
But that's not predicated on what's around me.
Good. Yes, it is.
No, not to me.
Okay.
Not to me.
Then,
You're coming to the game. I'm just talking about, and we've seen it with Mahomes.
He's Tua right now. Like, there's a lot of quarterbacks here that they're good quarterbacks.
Well, he's not Tua because he's Kyler taking them Murray, to a Super Bowl.
Like, Kyler Murray
hasn't sniffed a Super Bowl. Brock has.
Exactly. So Kyler Murray doesn't have the weapons around him.
He does have weapons.
Okay, so does Kyler Murray carry a team?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
any quarterback does other than the big boys. I mean, the idea that – here's what to me is crazy – if you're going to say you paid Brock Purdy, he deserved that. He earned that contract.
Well, he was going to get better with that, which he still can.
How's he going to get – what can he improve on? And don't say his accuracy because he's pretty accurate and he had a terrible game accuracy-wise. Like, I really don't know how he can be.
It would
well, he's never going to have a strong
the defense
arm.
Before, but he can get the ball
so
there.
How's, and he so he's going to get better at reading defenses? I think he's pretty damn good.
Okay, so and that's probably why he got paid.
It sounds to me like people thought
he still
if you give him a new contract, he'll be a different kind of quarterback. And they gave him the contract
knowing their
to
team
be
is going
the
to
quarterback
change.
That he's been. They can't ask well, him that, to be that, okay. somebody he's
and,
not.
And Sunday was not what he's been.
He can't. I don't think Brock
Sunday
Purdy,
was bad.
When you say Brock Purdy needs to carry the Niners, I'm out. Like he, that's unrealistic. To me, in the NFL, for a guy like Brock Purdy to
when you say
be the
that,
reason,
what do you mean? A guy
what I mean
like
is,
Brock Purdy that's gone to, I'm just asking you.
I just told
a Super
you.
Super Bowl and two NFC championship games. But now it seems like you're taking credit from him because of what was around him.
That's right.
Like he was supposed, any
that's
quarterback
right.
could have did that.
I believe that 2 years ago when he had McCaffrey and Debo and Ayuk and Kittle and Trent, he doesn't have those guys this year. Guess what? He's not going to, he alone himself is going to be able to make up for McCaffrey's fall off, Debo not being there, Ayuk not being there, Kittle being hurt, Trent Williams taking a step back. All those things are going to prevent Purdy from carrying a team or winning games by himself.
But now
they
we're talking
don't
about
have
decisions,
good enough
Steinie.
Purcell.
That doesn't
that's
justify
after one game.
Me
think, that's after one
well,
game.
Well, it's two games, and he's thrown four touchdowns to four interceptions.
Okay, well, I'm not panicking about
like
that
the world
yet.
Up on Seattle, and that's why I'm saying he's still growing into you know, becoming better. He's not, I'm hoping he's, this is not, there's no more growth.
What if I say, you know what? I don't like, he's pretty much to me been the same quarterback, even through two games this year. He may have to make some adjustments because the personnel's completely changed. He's been throwing to guys this year that he's not used to throwing to. So he's going to probably take a step back.
Do you feel we've seen the best of him? I hope not, because I wouldn't have gave him 5 for 265 if that was all
we're
about
not,
what
Brock
was around
Purdy
me.
Will never play as well as he did when they went to the Super
then
Bowl.
And this was a horrible decision to give him that contract if you end up being right.
Well, then what I remember you saying is Brock earned that contract.
And that was,
so
yes, sir.
There it is. He earned that contract, and if he's that
also,
player.
He was going to evolve
well,
and
that's
get
according
better.
To you.
And he's going to be here when Christian McCaffrey's gone. That was the plan. There's going to be a new, and he might have a new bell cow back there, and he might have new Pearsalls. But my point is, Brock Purdy, when you play the Niners or think of the Niners, he's got to be part of the what you fear.
Yes, he is. He's part of it.
Yeah.
He ain't Lamar. He ain't Josh. He ain't Burrow. He's part of it. And now the players around him are not as good, and they're interchanging very quickly. And so he's got no rhythm. And He's not that kind of quarter. I thought we all acknowledge he's a really good quarterback, but he's not a top four or five quarterback. And I feel like when we talk about the top four or five quarterbacks, those are the guys that we say they can carry a team. Josh Allen. I mean,
yeah, no, I just
scratched my... Purdy's not in that group. It's okay.
No, I'm not. It ain't even about okay.
Other guys are not in that group. Other guys are not in that group who make just as much as Purdy.
But it sounds like, and I meant what I said, Stoddy, he earned that contract because I was giving him credit, and I thought it was kind of unfair for any quarterback in a system that drives the car and gets you to the right locale that when his push comes to shove and we're about to give the quarterback the flowers, we say, oh, it's not you, it's what's around you. My thing is, it sounds like you're telling me now, and I'm asking, the Brock Purdy credit I was giving should go to Kyle because it shouldn't have gone to Brock because Brock was only benefiting on what was around him.
I don't need to talk about it as though it's Kyle's fault.
Well, it's nobody's fault.
Purdy's fault. It's just they are banged up. He's hurt. How, first of all, if he's got turf toe, how's he carrying you? Like, how's he carrying you with turf toe? Like, he can't carry you now. You've got to have a total team effort. It's just the way it is. You don't have the talent around him right now because of the injuries. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I'm not ready to say the 49ers made a mistake. They made a right decision or a wrong decision, just like Jacksonville did with Trevor Lawrence. They made a right decision or wrong decision, just like Miami did with Tua.
But it sounds like you're saying Purdy can't pop unless he has Ferraris.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I believe if you put Brock Purdy on Buffalo, they wouldn't be as good. All right, we got a bunch of calls. Let's get into them here. Let's go to, you know what? We can take calls on anything. Yeah. Coach Duran's in the Yoon. What's up, Coach? How you doing? We're going to be jumping back and forth because there's a lot of stuff going on. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Stani Guru. How's it going?
Hey.
I know. Hey,
what's up?
Currently, Bay Area teams, I got to go with the Warriors. I still think they got it. They still got their core three. Add Melton, Horford, Seth Curry. We can run it back when we're healthy. I think we can prevail, pull through, and be a potential top four team in the West.
All right.
And, Steiny, I got to agree with you. Yeah, put Purdy on the Bills or maybe another team. It's not all the way there. Nothing against it, Guru. Put the rat on the table.
Thanks for the call. Make sure you cut that laugh from Coach Duran. Let's go to Pete. Pete's in San Ramon. Wants to talk about Brock Purdy and the Niners and where they're at. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Back to Purdy. We're on to Purdy.
Sure, let's do it.
Guru, your comment a second ago about Purdy popping, that's not what it is. The team has to pop as a unit. You know, once they flip the coin to start the game, I don't think about how much he's making. I don't think about his draft selection number. Just, what are you going to do right now? Going to play like a team or going to just screw up over and over and over? And that goes for some other teams, too. So we'll see when this new NBA season starts how that goes. Thank you, guys, very much.
Appreciate it, Pete. And, you know, if Dibley were here, he'd come down your road.
What would he say?
He'd say Purdy's not making 40 this year.
That's great. No, but I'm saying you made the decision to put a ring on his finger whenever that payment comes due, you know? He's on the books, and he's yours. You married him. He showed you.
You signed a good quarterback. You signed a good quarterback who should be around for a while, but you didn't sign John Elway. You didn't sign Josh Allen, and that's fine, but it just means that he's going to need help, just like every quarterback.
But will you agree with me, the fact that he got this contract that they gave him, Steiny, moving forward, whoever's on the field or not with him, dude, hell is coming with expectation with that contract.
Well, I don't know. Like, what if he's a great quarterback, but the team stinks? Like, there have been a lot of great quarterbacks on, but they weren't. Like, Dan Marino was a great quarterback. They never really got it done, but it was never Marino's fault. I see a scenario where, like, Brock Purdy, like, boy, he's pretty good, but we just don't have enough around him, and the defense isn't good enough, and the special teams are costing us too many games. Like, I think football's the game where, yeah, the quarterback's definitely the most important.
Right.
But it's also the guy who has to rely on more teammates than any other position in sports.
Right, but we can also analyze what they're bringing to the table. And this is not about the 2-2 start because he only played two games. Excuse me, 3-1 start because he only played two games. I'm just saying, moving forward, there can't be more Sundays where Brock's not at his best when they have paid you handsomely. And if, you know, we come in here and it's your prerogative or anybody's to come in here and say, oh, it's not what's around him. That's not the reality. I mean, people are going to expect Brock Purdy to grow and get better. And again, this team and offense will look different. So he'll have different weaponry. But Stani, when they announced that signing, which I know doesn't kick into next year,
you expected him to be twice as good when he put the contract to ink to contract?
No, I expect the Niners to be, you know, like to continue to be a player.
Do the Niners have as much talent on this team as they did 2 or 3 years ago?
No, I'm going to say no.
And Purdy's got to deal with that, all that on the offensive end. Like, Purdy could be...
Like, I mean, Purdy could play McCaffrey out there, and I know Kittle.
Okay, you ready for this? He ain't McCaffrey, you know that. He ain't McCaffrey. Now, he's a receiver.
But
using him as a receiver.
Hey, but those yards count, Donnie, however you're getting them. But I get you. That is something I'm scratching my head about. But I swear to you, I'm not ready to say McCaffrey is falling off or slowing down. That's just me.
They can't run the ball.
Yeah.
But now you want Brock.
Effort.
But now you want Brock Purdy to be able to sling it. 27 for 35, 3 touchdowns, 350.
I just want to get my money worth. Like, I can't be a slave to, well, we don't got this or that. Well, I got a damn good quarterback I decided to pay.
If you think that he's a game changer by himself, you're going to be disappointed in Brock Purdy. Because I don't think that any 49er fan, when he signed that contract, thought that he was going to turn into Allen, Jackson, one of those guys. Like, he's going to have to do it with the way
they were winning.
Right. But he doesn't have the line isn't as good. The guys catching the ball aren't as good, and so he's not going to be as good. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Father Time, Richie Bernsey, Paul. We'll get into it. Brock Purdy, he's questionable for Saturday, and they go down to L.A. to play the Rams in a big game. Should he play? Should he not play? What do you expect from Brock Purdy? And how do you want him to perform knowing that he doesn't have the guys that he's normally had around him? Is this a no-excuses league? I mean, I know it is, but when you don't have a great team around you, it's going to make it tough on the quarterback. Where do you all stand right now on Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570. And are you putting him out there Thursday against the Rams down at SoFi Stadium on the turf? And he's got turf toe. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
It's always about the show, bro.
I owe Curry nothing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We got a lot to talk about still. Our three Bay Area teams in all having some transition. 49ers got to figure out who's playing Thursday. Giants got to figure out their manager, and the Warriors got to figure out what they're doing with Kuminga. We got three things that are going on parallel to each other. But right now we're talking about the Niners. They play Thursday against the Rams.
And who's going to play?
And Brock Purdy, questionable, and Ricky Pearsall, questionable. So we'll find out more tomorrow when they have to give another injury designation, Goo.
Yeah, what word, what letter grade would you give me for the state of the three teams? Limbo. Would that suffice for all three? Limbo.
It did.
What happened?
that come from you? I like it. It's a good word.
Why would you ask me?
I like
that
it.
That hurt.
You'll see why.
No, I'm radio.
You'll see why. Okay. You'll see why.
Evan, the man looked at me and said, Johnny, little Johnny, tell the truth. Why would you say that? Limbo. Not just with Kuminga, the Giants, you know, their search, and the 49ers in limbo on who's available.
No, it's just coincidence. Great minds clearly think alike.
What you got?
That's just a word our good friend Jim Mole used.
I hadn't been on the chat.
No, I know. Yeah. You're not. That's why I was just taking it back. You know, you had
Jimmy.
You guys both had.
No, I wouldn't. Come on, when
both
do I
had
steal?
Great point.
That's plagiarism. Stealing takes
a lot
is
of
not
time,
what I do.
Well, no, you don't steal them, but a lot of times you'll say something, and I'll be like, oh, look at that. Theodore Rand said that 5 minutes ago.
Man.
Brock Purdy.
Because it's about Thursday, man. We can agree to disagree, but the bottom line is, you know, those guys were fired up in the morning. Shasky, Bonte, and Spadoni, just on what you do. But Stoney, if we don't have the intel, we didn't have the intel last week about how available Mac Jones is, I'm not coming in here cutting heads off or Monday morning quarterbacking. I mean, we hear it from guys that have played the game. Nobody's 100%, man, any of the sports, right?
You know, here's kind of the way I look at it. Jalen Hurts. All right. Look at his weapons.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you take away a weapon or two.
He's a weapon, I believe.
Right.
He doesn't use them anyways.
He doesn't use Barkley?
A.J. Brown?
Last year he did, but A.J. Brown had to go to counseling and read books.
My bigger point is that he will not be as good without as much talent as he has around him now. It's just Steph Curry will not be as good if he doesn't have the talent around him. Brock Purdy will not be as good if their offensive line is worse than it was 2 years ago and the weapons aren't the same and they're not as good.
But do you
That's
consider those
saying.
Guys? Like,
you know
what?
Here's the way I look at it.
Like,
you know
Jalen
what the
Hurts
Niners need to happen? You know what the Niners need to happen? Okay, so you want Brock Purdy to carry you. All right. I would say that touchdown pass to Tonjes, he won the game for him.
It could have been an interception.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why when you don't have all the angles and you don't have guys open, you try to throw that ball to McCaffrey. And you know what? If he makes a great catch, then all of a sudden we're saying, boy, look at Purdy taking chances because we have to.
Yeah, gunslinger.
Well, he didn't. Yes, and he didn't catch it. So Purdy's probably making a throw that maybe he doesn't make in the past, but he feels like he has to make it because they're not getting open like they have
and
been.
And he made one against Jennings.
Of course, he's
going to
make one
hurt.
Here and there, and he's going to make mistakes if he's throwing in tighter windows.
And Stoney, my only takeaway is, I'm not saying Stoney is judgment day. Tell me what you think of Brock. My thing is, moving forward, he's going to be here after McCaffrey, okay? That's going to happen when you get paid the way he got paid. And I said he earned it. I stand on that. My point is, it's not over in the public spectrum or form of watching him play and grow. I just feel like he's got to be something you fear moving forward when we do see the Niners, if that day does ever come, where they're healthy.
When,
and I think we're seeing
the Niners were healthy,
with him and Pearsall.
When the Niners were healthy.
When healthy.
Brock Purdy was not somebody that you went in fearing. You went in fearing McCaffrey and Kittle and Ayuk. Like Purdy makes
days are
Purdy
over?
Makes plays. He makes the plays that he's the 49. What? Okay. So
I'm cutting you off.
Why did the 49ers think Jimmy Garoppolo was their franchise quarterback?
Because he won
why did
games.
They pay him?
He won games.
Okay.
And
he did what Shanahan wanted him to do.
They didn't see him getting injured as much as he got injured.
Well, you're in the same boat with Purdy
right now because of this turf toe. But if we look at the Carfax report, Stoney Moore, after the wreck came in the playoffs on the elbow, he's been available. But I'm just telling you, you're right if this were to continue. But I don't understand how it changes.
When the offensive line, is it above average or below average?
It's playing like it's below average.
Well, that's a problem.
But
like I take that into consideration now when I'm judging Brock Purdy. He doesn't have the time he's had in the past. And so he's not going to rip it up.
I got you. Do you think, I'm not being real, Steiny, because I just want to ask you.
Like, he's not going to grow 4 inches.
How big is the drop-off from Brock Purdy, both healthy, to a healthy Mac Jones in this system?
I don't know. I'd say Purdy's probably better. I don't know to what degree.
You're being honest. You're saying, like, you're thinking about it.
No, Purdy's better than Mac Jones. I mean, he's had a better career.
Well, that, yeah. But now we're, but you're both under the.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, okay, I feel like Mac Jones is who he is. He's not really mobile, but he's got a strong arm.
Yes, he does.
Pretty smart. What's his upside? I don't think he's got much more of an upside.
If you give him time, he can.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. Well, then everybody's got an upside. If yes, because if you give, but what I'm saying is, I don't think Mac Jones is going to get much better. How is Purdy going to get much better? He's good. He can have, you know, good years, but he's got to rely on some talent around him.
And he's got to have time to use his best feature, which I think is processing. But I will tell you, just from sitting on the sofa, watching Mac Jones and the throws, and it was only 2 games, 8 quarters, but they were. I didn't see a lot of that this past Sunday.
Didn't we talk about all the drops the Niner receivers had?
You're right.
Okay, well, that's not Brock Purdy's fault. He's putting the ball in the money. Maybe he should have been 25 for 38 with a touchdown and 2 picks, and then maybe you win that game.
So how are you, again, I'm asking you something you don't have the intel on, but how are you moving towards this game Thursday if Mac is healthier than Brock Purdy? Are you letting Mac go because of that? Or
sure.
If you're telling, I'm trusting my cowboy, that's John Wayne, and Brock Purdy says he's fine, the pain has subsided, go out there. Because how many guys are truly healthy in this violent game?
Well, it's funny because to me it sounds like we've gone from being real careful with Purdy to, well, now everybody's got to play hurt. Why did we want to keep him out of games 2 weeks ago, but now we feel like we know enough that, well, he's got a cowboy up and play?
I got my answer, because we saw a backup quarterback when he was healthy and Mac Jones hold it down.
Okay, so you're...
So I'm thinking about the bigger picture, which is Brock Purdy being more healthier if that toe can even heal like that in 2 to 3 weeks. That was my thought process, and then Mac got hurt, but he also finished the game. But I started this show, and I feel it, Steiny. I don't know, because we both agreed, and a lot of people have, Brock was bad Sunday. But can you honestly look me in the face and we divvy up why he was bad? Was that poor play all because of the toe? Or is that not fair to the game and the violent sport that is football?
Let's say it's the toe.
If you're out there, you're out there. Judge me as a court.
Let's say it was all the toe or it was none the toe. How does that change moving forward?
If my backup can go, I can't afford or don't want to see my star quarterback look like that because he's compromised. And if I got a viable backup that's won us 2 games and he's healthy or healthier, I think it would be conventional wisdom to run Mac out there this Thursday. That's all.
Well,
because this season,
that would seem to make sense to me, because Purdy was limited, he played, and now he's limited again. So I can only assume that he's not as healthy now as he was a week ago. So he can't play because there's a game Thursday already.
Right.
If they're using the same criteria, that's all I'm saying. Let's go to Burnsy in Fremont. Hey, Burnsy, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I want to lay out Steiny's Exhibit A, one Josh Allen. In your theory, Steiny, Josh Allen can carry a team, which I agree with you. He's a top-notch quarterback. But where has he carried you? To an AFC championship? Not to a Super Bowl, right? So do the Bills need more stuff to help Allen out?
Well, I'm using the 4 quarterbacks that we all mentioned. Lamar Jackson,
okay.
You know, the Josh Allen, the Mahomes, and Mahomes and the other. I get that they haven't won a Super Bowl, but those 4 guys are quarterbacks who are considered, if they play the regular season for you, they're probably going to get you into the playoffs. Those 4 quarterbacks on those 4 teams.
I'll agree with you that.
Right.
Do you agree that the Bills need to help Josh Allen out also?
Probably, yeah.
Or is he fine? Yeah, more than likely, right? He hasn't gone to the Super Bowl. And it brings me to my bigger point is when you, and I know you guys have to break down football quarterbacks to quarterbacks, but man, football is the greatest team sport there is. 22 men pulling on one rope. Mm. That's what it's all about, man. And you know, it's not the quarterback, it's not the line, it's everybody. And it kind of honestly, when I hear you guys talk, and I know Guru, you played some pros, but I don't know about you, Steiny, but it sounds like you guys have never tightened the chin strap and been on a team, a good team, bad team, any team, right? And if I honestly think if you did play football and you know it. How that is, it is the greatest team sport. You all have to be on the same page. If somebody's off, they're off, you know, and that's what just gets me, man. Let's bring it back to a team sport. The 49ers lost, not Brock Purdy, right? The 49ers lost this weekend. And that's the biggest point. And my last thing is, my last little thing is the team with the most ups. How can you not? The San Jose Sharks. Come on, quit dissing the Sharks all the time. They're part of the Bay. They're part of the big franchises. It's the Sharks that have the most upside. All these other guys, you know, the Warriors are on the downside. Niners are hurt. Giants are Giants. And come on, man, bringing back Boach. Give me a break, dude.
Hey, before you go, and I appreciate your passion, but I just can't agree with what you're saying about the team game. I mean, that's across the board. That's the given. But why do guys get paid more than others? And the quarterback position is the most scrutinized position in all of sports. So,
No doubt about it.
I'm just asking you this. Do you think Brock played his best game last Sunday?
Yeah, of course not. Okay. I mean, give me a break. But
so you can't,
think you guys should give him a little bit more leeway. He got you to a Super Bowl.
No, I'm not saying that. I got you. That's why I said he deserved a contract. But, Steiny, I just want to tell him and anybody listening, sports don't work that way. I told you, and a lot of people disagree, Brock Purdy earned that contract. I don't think it's fair to judge a guy when they have success, team success, and then, everything's around him rosy, but we're not idiots.
Like, no, I know.
You know.
Well, you're also not acknowledging that if he has five-star talent around him, his job will be easier. Right. He'll be able to be more successful as opposed to him not having five-star talent around him, which he doesn't, which means the best quarterback in the NFL or the 32nd best quarterback in the NFL is not going to be as effective with a cast of characters around him that aren't as good as they've played under in the past. Brock Purdy, without Kittle and Ayuk and all he's not going to throw for 350, three touchdowns, no picks consistently. Like, that's not who he is. I don't think that's who Kyle is. And it's not what he asks of Brock Purdy.
And that's not their recipe for success. I don't believe, even though he threw for 300 in a loss. My point is the run game has been MIA.
Right.
And that's a collective.
So that's going to impact Brock Purdy's passing game.
You're not telling me buckle up, Goo, and get ready for more bad decisions and more interceptions. Those were bad interceptions, bad decisions by Brock. If Walter Payton was in the backfield or Scooby-Doo was back there, those were bad decisions. That's all we can do is just go off of what we saw.
You're asking a guy to do something he's incapable of doing, I think. Purdy's not going to win you. Do you think, let's say Brock Purdy were healthy and they got to go down to LA. Like, what do you expect's going to happen if they're not healthy around him? Like, it's going to be a grind. Like, it's going to be really hard for Brock Purdy if he doesn't have Pearsall, if he doesn't have Ayuk, if he doesn't have Kittle. So I don't have the I don't expect Brock Purdy. Brock's got to be Superman. Okay, if he is, you might have a chance to win the game. But I certainly can't expect him to be Superman. I just don't. And it's got less to do with Brock Purdy than any quarterback.
Yeah,
like Superman Lamar Jackson's strong, got man. The capability of being Superman. Brock Purdy, to me, has the capability of third and nine scrambling to get you a first down. Lamar Jackson, to me, has the ability to get you the first down and then get another one and another one and another one. So well, I like I
Superman strong, Stoney. I just Brock Purdy knows just what you know or I know in regard to what's available to him and who's out there and who's not. But I'm not giving him a pass on bad decisions because you know he's trying to make a play. That's what he does.
That's
he's a playmaker.
And you are forced to have to make a decision on a tough throw more when you're on a team that's not as good and your receivers aren't getting the separation they normally do, and now you're looking at things that are just slightly different than if you had all your big boys at full strength. And so then you're forced to make decisions that you're not crazy about, but what else can you do? Take a sack, try to run if it's not there.
You got to throw the ball as high as he was throwing from the out.
Well, I mean, he didn't want to throw it high.
No, but that happened.
Okay, would you say that Brock Purdy's got a problem throwing high, or that that game was an outlier? I think it was an outlier.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
We differ, but I've seen that from him before, but that was the bad part of Brock Purdy. That's why I said it was reminding me of Jimmy. Jimmy had the ability to do that. The oh-no throws, like,
so,
damn.
So now we're saying that there's a bad part of Brock Purdy.
Nobody's perfect is what I'm saying.
Okay. But
and
then
for the
but,
most
but,
part,
but now all of a sudden, if we're saying, well, you know what? He does throw the ball high and he's getting a lot of balls tipped at the line of scrimmage, and maybe he's not as accurate as we thought, and he's taking more chances than we thought. Well, then that might be a function of what he's seeing out on the field that's different than what he saw a couple years ago when they had everything clicking.
Well, I'll tell you this, partner, and I'll leave it here. If I'm giving a guy 5 years, $265 million, and I know it kicks in next year, and my premise is if everything ain't good out there around him, limousines and tuxedos, don't expect much from my quarterback, then that's a bad decision. I wouldn't pay that guy if I don't expect him to take us to another level too.
Well, then the 49ers to me are in the same boat as teams are with Prescott, Burrow, Allen, Love, Lawrence, Tua, Goff, Purdy, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. I'm just looking at guys making 40 plus. Kirk Cousins, Mahomes, Watson,
a lot more
Kyler
than half
Murray.
The dudes on there, Stoney. Some of those dudes, Dak, Lamar, haven't sniffed
right.
the Super
so
Bowl.
So then why would you? They're paying him what they're paying. What 17 quarterbacks are getting paid? Are you like?
I guess the genesis of this conversation
is
how good do you think Brock Purdy is? I don't need to know how the others are getting paid. I get you.
He is good.
The market value.
He is not great. Mm. He's good. I mean, and you know what? When I said he's not great and you went, do you think he's great?
I think he has been. And I think that continues. It's not. I'm not about to get my eraser and say, oh, he's without this. I'm not ignoring that. I'm just telling you, Sunday was a bad performance by him, and you got to tread lightly because it's time. We're going down the road, but it's about Thursday. Do you save him for the or try to keep him out of harm's way, or has that pony left the barn? Because with this turf toe, it's going to follow him all year.
I can't worry about his turf toe. And that doesn't mean I'm saying he's got to play through it. It's just like, okay, he's going to be hurt all year. Now, okay, then if he's hurt, we can't expect him to play his best football for the San Francisco 49ers if he's not 100%. And I certainly think there's no chance he's going to play his best football. If he's got turf toe, he's not as mobile. And he's playing with these Scribinis. Like, he's not a magician. Like, I just, this team right now doesn't have a lot of offensive weapons. And,
well, they got one in McCaffrey, and for whatever reason on the ground, they can't.
Because they don't have a great offensive line. Do we take into account their offensive line hasn't been good, and maybe that's why Purdy hasn't been as good?
I mean, it's regressed. Did they have the best offensive line when they were going to the Super Bowl? I mean, you know what I mean?
That's when I heard Trent Williams was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I'm giving you that dub, Stoney.
Well, then that's going to have
I know Barch is out, but I'm just like, man, this – like, what if you can't fix your
running
game?
Well, then you're not going to be good.
Can't lean on Brock, even if healthy. Let's say
he's thrown 40 passes in each of his first two games, so they've been throwing the hell out of it in all four games. But do you think the 49ers are at their best when Brock Purdy throws 40 times? whether it's intermediate, long, or short. No, that's not that's not their recipe to me. Let's get into some calls. Oh, boy.
What happened?
Well, it's the end of the segment. Oh, yeah. All right, I see Richie, Father Time, Matt. I see all you. I'll get to you all on the other side. Yeah, but I want to take a call. You know how that goes. Yeah, I'll cheat. All right, I'll cheat somebody. Oh, Father Time in Napa. Finish us up this segment. What's up, Father Time? See? Just see what happened.
Father Time got him.
See what happened.
Who was the guy that called about the team game? Like, I believe that, but I just,
well,
like,
first of all, he wouldn't even listen to what we're saying.
No. You know what it is. The quarterback gets too much credit and too much blame. And
not great ones. Marino didn't get blame for Miami. Archie Manning didn't get the blame.
But if you
watch
most of his career, there wasn't hardly any for him to blame. It was what he was without.
And you just made my point, because Purdy's without right now. So we can't expect Brock Purdy to be spectacular with this team.
What were we raving over what we've seen from Ricky Pearsall this year? I think the answer
he's
would be
hurt
yes.
Now.
But he played. He started the game Sunday.
But what does this have to do
McCaffrey
with an overall performance from Brock Purdy? I don't, like, yes, he's going to make. Yes, he's going to hit Pearsall 5-6 times a game.
But you're telling me I'm wrong for expecting something out of him.
You're wrong for thinking that Brock Purdy is going to be able to overcome the offensive line not being great, Christian McCaffrey not being Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle not blocking in the run game.
So my mistakes,
Brandon Ayuk,
Purdy's
yes.
mistakes are a byproduct of that.
Part of them, absolutely. Don't you think so? So let me ask you this.
I can't go in the quarterback room and tell the coach, hey, everything around me sucks, so that's why I threw three picks.
Well, let's.
And fumbled the rock when we were driving down the. That's on me,
if
too.
If we're talking just numbers, do you expect Brock Purdy should have the same numbers? All I'm saying.
No, I wouldn't.
He doesn't have this. McCaffrey is not the one from 2 years ago. They're
What if he said there are no holes? What the hell y'all talking about? I'm slowed up. I ain't got no holes. So why can't you apply what it seems like you're doing with Brock to Christian?
Because Christian McCaffrey, first of all, he's being used totally different. Why? Because Kyle knows something. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by, Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's also brought to you by Moderna.